If Omar Suleiman takes over from Mubarak, all that will happen is that everyone in Tabir will rewrite their scenes.
And then, signs.
Oh, shit. Start again.
Okay.
If Omar Suleiman takes over from Mubarak, all that will happen is that everyone in Tahrir will rewrite their signs and then carry on demonstrating.
I have been dreaming of this moment since I was a child. It's only been a dream until very recently.
Inscribed with the names of their kings.
One rabbit, two rabbit, three rabbit.
One letter, two letters, three letters, three letters, four letters, five letters, six letters.
This will mean your doctorate.
I thought they had nothing to say. Now that I understand them, they won't shut up.
The doctor is in?
Plunging in to the mind of the Maya.
What kind of doctor are you? You should be out on the golf course trapped in sand.
I'm peering in their pyramids.
Heal thyself, Doc.
It says here, the universe seeks to be conscious by breaking itself up into sentient beings and trying to piece together what it actually is.
Mom, no cavities.
That's wonderful, Tiny Timmy. We'll plant potatoes on your grave instead.
Neelamid brand dog food.
For cleaner, whiter sheets.
Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild.
At my mother's memorial service in Goshen, Indiana a few weeks ago, her minister, Alan Griffin of the First Presbyterian Church, told us a story. One day at the age of 80, John Quincy Adams met a friend while taking a walk on a Boston street.
Hi, John.
Good morning, said the friend. And how is John Quincy Adams today? John Quincy Adams himself is well, quite well, replied the ex-president. But the house in which he lives at the present is becoming dilapidated. It's tottering upon its foundations. Time and the seasons have nearly destroyed it. Its roof is pretty well worn out. Its walls are much shattered. The old tenement is becoming almost unlivable. And I think John Quincy Adams will have to move out of it soon. But he himself is well, quite well. That is just what happened to my mother. Her body, the house she had lived in for 87 glorious years, had finally worn out. But Audrey, her love of people and family, her faith and character and joy, still live on. Audrey is well, quite well, for she is now at home with God.
Adam, we're naked. Shouldn't we put something on?
No, Eve, it's just radio.
Take heart, dear friends. We are passing through the darkening of the light. We're going to make it, and we're going to make it together. Don't get ground down by cynicism. Don't let depression darken the glass through which you look. This is a garden we live in, a garden seeded with unconditional love. And the tears of the oppressed, and the tears of the frustrated, and the tears of the good will spring those seeds. The flag has been waved. It says occupy. Occupy Wall Street. Occupy the banks. Occupy the nursing homes. Occupy Congress. Occupy the big law offices. Occupy the lobbyists. Occupy yourself. Because that's where it all comes together. I pledge to you, from this moment on, whatever it means, I'm going to occupy myself. I love you. See you tomorrow.
It's very important sometimes to just quietly sit back and not even ask yourself questions, but just try to figure out some very simple things, even without words. For example, we're talking about death tonight. And we take for granted, and I suppose rightly so, because being the kind of creatures we are, we have to take about 99% of everything for granted, but we'd spend most of our time out of action, just being amazed and wigged out by how perfect and really uncomplicated the whole thing is. But one question that comes to mind is, why are we born to die? Why death? I mean, we take for granted, as I say, right? That, you know, you're born, you die. You grow older, you mature, you die.
It's only a way of looking at things, old
Peter. Yes, I know, but it's a way that seems to happen to everybody. We find it faintly amusing when certain wealthy movie stars try to preserve their youth. They try to look 30 when they're 60 or 70 or 80, and one day they go up in front of the mirror and lift the shade and, it's gone. You know, I'm 85 years old and I'm still thinking like a 30-year. I don't know what to do. You know, they say, grow gracefully into old age. Yeah, that's a bummer also, I'm sure. Everybody's got an idea on how to die, but nobody sits down and asks, why death? I mean, why? What is there specifically natural about somebody being, you know, being born, growing, maturing, and dying? Why does there have to be this thing called the end? Now, most people are scared of dying. I don't think I could rightfully say that I'm not one of them. David? No, you know, think about it. It's not even dying violently, which is something we try to escape by putting it in all of our movies and television shows. That's okay for the guy in the black hat on the black horse, right? But not me. It's not going to happen to me. I'm going to die.
I want an orangutan doll.
Lewis, no. They're made by slave labor in Burma, you know. You know, Ed Nature and the generals who are torturing Burma just get richer and richer while the people starve on what they're paid to produce them.
Orangutan dolls.
Lena, there aren't any more real orangs in Borneo. There's just little kids working in the toy factories. There's no work left for their mums and dads. Just the little kids are working all day, all night, to support their families, earning just enough so they can eat and stay alive to make more dolls.
What noise, Mom?
Poor starving kids working to death to make them. Kids like you, Lainey.
Dad, I want an orangutan doll.
Lewis, you're not listening, are you?